Not translated sentence, please. 对于他来讲，$2,000买这东西算不得什么。For him, $2,000 is a small price to pay for it. 对于我来讲，$500买这辆自行车可不算是一笔小数目了。For me, $500 is not a small price to pay for a bicycle. Okay, now the second paragraph. My nephew, George, has a money box, but it's always empty. So we know George is not a frugal boy. He's not very few of the 50 pence pieces and pound coins I have given him.Have found their way there. Find their way there means rich. According to this sentence, we know George has never put his pocket money inside his money box. 那个语句它表达的形含义同学们很清楚。那么我所给他的零花钱乔治很少放到他的储备罐里面去。那表达方式用得非常形象。Find their way, 抵达到达找到了自己的去处。那么注意这个动词短语的运用。Find their way, 经常和副词进行搭配，在那儿找到了自己的去处。Find their way there. 那么到达了某处， find their way to, or find their way into. Now translate the sentence. Rivers find their way to the sea.Rivers find their way to the sea. 江河入海流。How did such a foolish statement find its way into print? Print, 印刷。How did such a foolish statement find its way into print? 这样愚蠢的话怎么会被印出来呢？Now translate the sentence, please. 我买了一个新的书柜，那么我的书都被放置在书柜上。I've just bought a new bookcase, and all my books have already found their way there. Are you quite clear? I gave him 50 pence yesterday, and advised him to save it.Advise him to save it. 根据动词 advise. According to the verb advise, we know George didn't follow his own advice. 我们可以推断出乔治根本没有听取他姑妈的建议。Advise somebody to do something 表示说服某人做某事，但其结果往往是失败的。那么我说服他把这个钱存起来。如果想表达说服某人做某事，某人听取了建议，我们应该运用动词 persuade. Persuade somebody to do. OK, now move back to line 10. 回到第十行。Instead, he bought himself 50 pence worth of trouble. Instead, 相反的是 we know, George didn't save the money up. 乔治并没有把这钱存起来。相反 he bought himself 50 penceWorth of trouble. 他可以给自己惹来了50便士的麻烦。注意50便士的麻烦 ,50 pence worth of trouble. On his way to the sweet shop, what happened? 发生什么事了呢? He dropped his 50 pence and it bounced along the pavement. 他把这50便士掉落在地上，那么在这个人行道上滚落起来。And then disappeared down the drain. 然后消失在井盖里面了，掉进了阴沟里。George took off his jacket, rolled up his sleeve, and pushed his right arm through the drain cover. 注意这里系列的动词构成平行结构。Take off, rolled up, push. 乔治脱下了夹克衫，卷起了衣袖，把右胳膊塞进井盖里面去。Through the drain cover, let's say, It was not easy for George to push his right arm into the drink cover. Roll, 滚动。那么我们在应用这个词的时候，它是一个不及物动词。For example, the pencil rolled under the table. The pencil rolled under the table. 铅笔滚落到桌子的底下。那 roll 又是一个及物动词。He rolled the ball towards the puppy. He rolled the ball towards the puppy. 他把那个球滚向那个小狗。Roll up means fold something over on itself. 卷起挽起。Roll sleeves up. 卷起袖子。OK, now translate the sentence. We'll need to roll up the carpet. We'll need to roll up the carpet.我们得把地毯卷起来。He couldn't find his money. And what is more, he couldn't get his arm out. 他的钱是找不到。更糟糕的是，他的胳膊却拿不出来了。He couldn't get his arm out. What is more? 这是由 what 所引导的一个插入语。一般来讲，如果想表达更重要的是 what is more important, 更糟糕的是 what is worse, 甚至 what is more, 更罕见的是 what is rare, 用来加强语气。For example, he went to the meeting, and what worse, insist on speaking. He went to the meeting, and what was worse,insisted on speaking. 他去开会了，更糟的是他坚持要讲话。He's an interesting speaker. What is more important? He knows his subject thoroughly. He's an interesting speaker. And what is more important? He knows his subject thoroughly. 他是一个饶有风趣的演说者，更重要的是他对自己的话题了如指掌。那么 what is more 在这里用来加强语气，更糟糕的是他的胳膊抽不出来了。 A crowd of people gather around him. 句子在周围 gather around him. A lady rubbed his arm with soup and butter. Rub his arm with something. 那么用肥皂和奶油涂抹在他的胳膊上。But George was firmly stuck. Let's say, but George was really stuck. George was well stuck. 那么这里 firmly, 加强语气，乔治被卡得很紧。The fire brigade was called, and two firefighters freed George using a special type of grease. Do you know how the firefighters freed George?They used a special type of grease. 大家知道，那么这消防队员是用一种特殊的润滑剂把乔治解救出来的。Using 现在分词做状语，强调一种方式。George was not too upset by his experience. When George was a little boy, 他毕竟是一个孩子， he was not too upset. Even though he brought trouble to others.虽然给别人惹来了麻烦，但是他并没有感觉到不安。Why? Because the lady who owned the sweet shop heard about his troubles and rewarded him with a large box of chocolate. So we can imagine, John must have been excited. 我们可以猜测一下，乔治当时肯定特别的开心啊。The lady who owns the sweet shop.那么这家糖果店的老板，拥有这家糖果店的这位女士 ，heard about his troubles， 听说了他的这个麻烦 ，and reward him with a large box of chocolates， 赏给了他一大盒巧克力。注意，用什么来奖赏某人 ？reward something with somebody。So we know the text is so easy for us. So read it over and over again And then, please retaliate.